You're listening to the Open Wheel Spectacular Podcast. Here is your host, TJ Buffenbarger.
Well, Cap Henry, we're back here in September talking about Attica Raceway Park, and what a difference a year makes, man. I mean, a little less than a year ago, we didn't really know what your future might hold, and man, you've put together a really solid year this year.
Yeah, you know, it goes out to everybody involved between you know, Zach and Jeff and our engine builder Gary and Chris and Chad Wilson. Everybody's worked really hard, and you know, to change things around, you know, from where we were at the end of last year to where we are now, it's been really fun, and it's been very rewarding.
A lot of drivers this year have found themselves in the same position you were last fall, where you and your team parted ways, let's say, at the end of the year or before the end of the year. For a driver, explain to the audience that's never maybe been through that situation before, what's going through your head when that situation happens, and how do you like go about trying to find the next thing?
It's really tough. It hurts your confidence. You're just so used to even just starting over with a new team, not being, you know, you're not comfortable anymore. And it's hard, you know, just trying to figure out. The only thing you can compare it to is kind of losing a job unexpectedly. But, you know, trying to find a new job, it's hard, you know, with the racing deal. So just, it's hard, you know, and like I said, it really knocks down your confidence initially, and just trying to find that next step. And then you want that next step. You want it to be a good one. You don't want to, you know, you don't want to take a step backwards. So I was really, really fortunate when the 33W deal put together that I feel it was a really good step forward. And it's been a lot of fun. And the way everything's fallen for us, you know, we kind of exceeded our expectations on year one. And, you know, I truly feel that we have a little bit more to prove here at the end of the season. Just going into these last few All-Star races, I think we can really, you know, we want to win another All-Star race really bad. And I've been really fortunate to have Zach Myers with me the whole way. And that's been a big part of, you know, the success being so good right off the get-go.
Yeah, I mean, you did come very close to winning an All-Star race this season. It's really about the only thing left on the resume to do this year.
Yeah, you know, Ohio Speed Week's a really big deal to Zach and I. You know, both of us grew up in Ohio. We're right from the Attica-Fremont area. So, you know, that losing that one at Fremont, that was really, really hard. God, I've replayed that race so many times in my head since
oh,
then.
Oh, no.
But yeah, you know, just, you know, we've always wanted to be successful, and to be successful, you have to race with harder cars, you know, so we want to run well with those harder cars. And the other thing is we always wanted to be more than just an Attica Fremont car. You know, and this year was a small step towards that. You know, Jeff hadn't really traveled a whole lot with his, car in past years. So you know, Jeff let us do a little bit more and a little bit more. And then, you know, we kind of fell into the deal with Mark Daly running that 2MD car a handful of times. And we got to go run a couple races, you know, further away and ran well. You know, so we're just going to keep trying to build on that. We're going to finish out the year with Jeff. We are very excited to announce that we have already committed to run that 33W car again next year. And then, you know, we're going to run the last three high limits races in Mark Daly's 2MD car.
Wow, I love breaking news on the podcast. That's awesome. So thanks for saving that nugget for us there. How did you and the Jeff Ward team get connected? How did that all come together?
It came together through a friend of a friend. So Jeff is very old school. He's very hard to contact if you don't know how to get a hold of Jeff Ward. So I had done all my Google searching and Facebook looking, and I couldn't find a phone number for this guy anywhere. And then a friend of a friend knew Jeff and knew what was going on, knew what I was trying to do, and put me in contact with him. And so that's how we put it together. And, you know, we actually interviewed with Jeff. Zach and I both interviewed with Jeff twice before we put a deal together. And, you know, it took some finagling on, you know, from everybody just to get, you know, what Jeff felt he was comfortable with and then what we were comfortable with getting paid. And, you know, some sponsors kicked in to, you know, make it good for everybody. But, yeah, you know, it took a little bit of work, but, you know, it's been a lot of fun racing with Jeff.
Was there any hesitation coming off the road to focus again on the Attica Fremont deal? Generally, you don't see guys wanting to take that step backwards, but you did, and it's been very successful. But at first, was there any hesitation doing that?
I mean, to be really honest with you, I had a hard time finding a ride. That was something that was kind of frustrating. Initially, I did want to be back on the road. That was, I felt I had something to prove, and that was in my mind, that was the way I wanted to prove it. And nothing came together. Just to be really blunt about it, nothing really just fell together that I could do that. So then one of the things I was big on was I wanted to stay with Zach, as my crew chief. I feel Zach is absolutely one of the best. And I'm on top of everything else, Zach's a really good personal friend of mine. And he does a lot for me. So I wanted to race with Zach more. And Zach's got a new family, that he's put together. He's got an adorable little kid and his wife is great. So to be able to race with them and for him to stay home more and see his family, that was good. And, you know, so overall, to be honest, at the end of the day, I don't think we took a step backwards at all. I feel that, you know, we managed to propel ourselves forwards and, you know, we made the best of what we were given and it's been fun. And I feel that like we didn't build a race team, but we've added to a race team and made it something truly special.
You know, that's surprising to me that I don't see more people doing that, of trying to get the crew chief and driver together when they're gelling well. I mean, I've seen that multiple times where they'll take one or the other. It's always mystified me why you don't try to go get them both if they're all working, right? Seems like it'd make the most sense to me. But it's been a heck of a year, man. 9 feature wins this year so far, you know, by my count. Is that what you had envisioned, or that's kind of where the goal was set by the end of the year to have that level of success?
I mean, to be honest, the goal was just to come out and win as many races as we could. I've always been the person that, to me, that's what I want to do is I just want to win races. We did have the goal set on trying to win the AFCS title. And that's not wrapped up at this point. But we're leading it. So that's good. We are very fortunate that we kind of decided to chase after the Attica title. And at this point in the season, unless there's something that pops up that we don't know about, we think we have that wrapped up. So that's really cool. Zach and I have achieved that once before. So to do it a second time is, you know, really cool, especially in our first time with this car. And to get Jeff his first title there, that means a lot to everybody involved.
And you've been hot at Attica. I mean, over, you know, through July, you have 4 wins right now through the end of July and early August there, and have really caught fire. Most of your success lately has come there. What have you found this, like, through July and August that's kind of propelled you to be so good there? Is there something with the car, something that you're doing, or is just everything coming together at the same time?
I think Zach's kind of figured some more stuff out with the car. You know, we started off at Attica, like, good but not great. We were just kind of another car there. You know, we were top 5. You know, if I started up front, I could run top 3, but that was about all the better we were. And we really struggled with our one engine there. Just it was hard for me to drive the motor. But you know, Gary Griff, you know, for somebody I didn't really know him at all going into this deal, I really respect Gary. Gary's a very intelligent person, and he has worked nonstop with me and with Zach to just try and help us, you know, figure out this engine that we weren't real happy with. You know, we won that last race that we won with that motor was night, I believe, number 18 on it. You know, so it went from a motor that we didn't like to, by the end of it there, we were going quick time and winning races with it. You know, the last three times we ran that engine, it went quick time and won the feature in the same night. You know, so just, you know, hats off to Gary and everybody there at Griff's Engines that just kept working on this thing and didn't, you know, just take me as an annoying driver that was just complaining that the engine was hard to drive.
I don't know about down there, but up here it's starting to feel a lot like fall. Weather's cooled off quite a bit and such, and you've got 2 days of racing at Attica to go. Do you have to approach that place differently in the fall than you do maybe in the midsummer?
Yes and no. So it's, I kind of feel that we've raced there long enough that we understand what's gonna happen. So the one advantage we have is that every week when we time trial at Attica, you time trial in hot laps. So the track's really, really good. Even, you know, come July, the track's, you know, it's good in hot laps just because you're hot lap or you're time trialing right away. So now that it's gotten a little bit cooler, the track will be a little bit better when it comes to time trials. But it kind of works out that, to me, I think the track's easier to time trial on when you have hot laps and then time trials. So I think we'll be okay going into it all. I feel that just being on the track so much more than the traveling guys, we kind of know the direction the track's going to go. And then we feel we have a really good engine that, you know, we have the more drivable engine back in the car. So going into it, you know, that helps us feel just a little bit more confident in that way too.
It's hard for me to believe that you're 32 years old. You know, we've known each other for a long time, but you're still young, man. I mean, that's still, you know, you're just now hitting your prime of your career. So at this point with this age, you know, what are you looking at? Maybe the next 5 years for your sprint car career, what do you want to accomplish? Where do you want to be, you know, with the way everything's gone and stuff at this point in this stage in your career?
You know, I don't really know, to be honest. It's hard to plan things in racing. Every time I've kind of tried to plan anything long term, it doesn't work because I end up starting over and having to find something else. So I guess the biggest thing is I've always told people that when I can't win anymore, that'll be when I retire. I'm not interested in dropping back down and running 305s or 360s, you know, 410 races. That's it for me. So I just truly, I want to be successful, you know, wherever I go, wherever I lead. So winning races, and at the end of the year, if you're in contention for, you know, the points championship or top three, to me, I feel that's being successful. So that's, I don't know if that's chasing, you know, Attica Fremont titles. I don't know if that's, you know, maybe someday I end up running the All-Star Tour again or, you know, doing something different. But just being successful is all I can really ask for.
Cap Henry has helmet will travel. So that's a great answer to that. So fun question to close the sound thing out with. We're trying something new where I threw out on social media that, you know, for the 2 days, two features combined at Attica, both All-Star features, I set the over-under for lead changes at 5.5. So if there's 6 lead changes, it'd be the over. 5 or less would be the under. What would you take? Do you think we're going to see more than that over 2 features or less than that? Give me your thoughts.
I think you're probably pretty spot on for lead changes. Man, it's Attica is so hard to pass. Clean air is so huge there. It's just hard to get to a guy if he gets out front. The biggest thing will be the determining factor will be, if, you know, if we get into traffic and it's hard to see in the dirt back there going through traffic. So if they go green a lot, I think you could end up with more lead changes. But if it's kind of the typical Attica deal to where you probably only do 10, 15 laps without a caution before caution comes out, it'll probably be around that 5 to 6 lead changes over the 2 days.
Oh, he's very non-committal. He's pushing. He's not going to commit to the over or the under, people. So, yeah, that's definitely. But I think I set the number pretty well. I think it's pretty close. I'm still taking the over, but, you know, based on this year, but we'll have to see. So, well, Cap, I'm glad we were both able to sneak away from our work days for a minute to go do this. And wish you best of luck. And it's been awesome to see you bounce back this year and have such a tremendous season.
I really appreciate that. Thank you for working with me.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the Open Wheel Spectacular.